Hey everybody, welcome to a mini movie review, courtesy of the Good Evening Kitties podcast. This is something I'm going to do in between every couple episodes or so, depending on, you know, what movies I review. But so this is going to be a mini movie review. It's not going to be like a chronological long form review or anything. It's just going to be like a quick review, maybe a little history about it, talking about what I think about it. You know, sometimes I'll have a guest or something. And then it'll kind of be like that. So it's going to be kind of just short reviews. Now, there is a warning. There may be mild spoilers. I'm not going to go like plot by plot, point by point in the plot and describe anything. But I'm going to brush over a few things. So it's probably recommended that you watch the movie first if you're planning on seeing the movie. But just let you know you're warned. So this episode, this mini movie review episode, I am going to review Jeepers Creepers 3. Now, I wasn't even aware that this movie... I mean, I knew it was being made, but I wasn't aware it actually went through until just the other day when a friend of mine mentioned it to me that it was coming out, and I was like, oh, and I looked up, I thought they canceled it for reasons I'll explain in a second, but nope, it went through, so I have it recorded here on my DVR, and so in a little bit here I'm going to watch it, and then I'll let you know what I think. But for Jeepers Creepers 3, this is going to be the third movie in the Jeepers Creepers series. There was, you know, 1, 2, 3. The first Jeepers Creepers I thought was great. I really liked it. I mean, it wasn't anything, like, particularly that stands out too much on the monster itself. If you just suspend all your beliefs on monsters and stuff, it's a fun movie. The one thing I really liked about the original Jeepers Creepers is because instead of like a love interest or anything like that, it was a brother-sister duo, which was kind of cool. I also have a brother, so maybe it has something to do with that, but it was like a brother-sister duo and they weren't worried about like, you know, like they just met or anything like that and nothing of that got in the way, but it was, you know, just a fun, like two young siblings who like rag on each other and then all this stuff happens. I mean, I'm pretty sure if it were me and my brother, we wouldn't have gone down the tunnel to begin with in the first one, but it was still really fun. And yeah, I had a couple plot holes in the first one and everything, but it was still a fun movie to watch. And you know, it had some good kills and things like that. And the second one, Jeepers Creepers 2, that plot was a little less thrilling. I mean, it was still neat in the fact that the team was trapped there on a bus next to a field and getting picked off one by one. I mean, if you were in high school and you're on your own on a trip, teammates or what, you know, that's kind of creepy to think about, you know, that would be going off, you know, happening like that. And that one was okay. It was a little better because I remember in the second one you got to see more of the actual creeper a little bit. Like, I think they had more of him flying and things like that. So that was kind of neat. But basically, I like this the franchise. When I heard the third one was being made, I don't know, I'm not super big on, like, it seemed like a big gap. I think it's been like 15 years or something since the other one. It's been a while, so I was just like, okay, fine. But again, this movie just recently came out. It was written and directed by Victor Salva. It's the third installment of Jeepers Creepers. I'm just reading a few things here off of Wikipedia to kind of get everything built up. Apparently the main guy who played the creeper, Jonathan Breck, is reprising his role in this, so that's cool. It was originally released on September 26, 2017, and will not be released in Mexico until November 2nd, 2017. It runs approximately 100 minutes. In the box office, it's only made about $2.3 million, but it also didn't have a wide release. Basically what happened is there had been talks about the third film ever since Jeepers Creepers 2. Yeah, which was back in 2003. So yeah, it's been a while. And in 2006, they wanted to get Jeepers Creepers 3 on the ground, but they couldn't find a good financing, and they kept having false starts and setbacks, and things kept getting, you know, stopped and everything, so that's why I wasn't sure if it even was happening, and I thought it got scrapped. So basically, there wasn't a huge, like, theatrical release for this. On August 16th of 2007, AMC Theaters claimed that Jeepers Creepers 3 was going to open on September 26, 2017. They started selling tickets, revealing that it would only play for one night. So a lot of the AMC Theaters, I think, only did it a one-night release, so it didn't make a whole lot. And then there was a second showing on October 4th of 2017 for Regal Cinemas, according to their website. But that was only, again, a one-night theater. Other participating theaters were the Marcus Theaters and Galaxy Theaters. I don't remember really seeing it around here. Like I said, it was a surprise to me. I was talking to a friend the other night, and she mentioned about being excited about it coming out, and I was like, I thought it got canceled. And so I looked it up, and it just so happened that the next night, on October 28th, it was going to come out on Sci-Fi, on the channel Sci-Fi on TV. And so I was like, oh. So I immediately just set the DVR recorder. I was like, all right, I'll check that out. So it was kind of like a last minute thing for me. So that was announced apparently on Facebook that their Sci-Fi on the Sci-Fi network on October 28th, in time for Halloween, October 28th, 2017, they were going to play the movie as a premiere on TV instead of through the theaters. It is set to be released on DVD and Blu-ray, but that won't be until December 26, 2017. And of course, this movie is rated R. And so I'm going to go ahead here and pause the recording and watch the movie, and then I'll be back to let you know what I think. Okay, so I just finished watching Jeepers Creepers 3. If it's a little echoey in here, it's because I'm in a different room. I'm doing the movie recordings on, or the movie review recordings on a portable recording device. So, yeah, so if it's like that, you know, just bear with me and that'll change. Anyway, so I finished the movie. Jeepers Creepers 3 was okay. I mean, I'm not really sure why it was made. I mean, I know it took a while to do it. They've been working on it for a while, and I know they had to, like, scrap the original script a few times, I think. But it's basically, I mean, before I rag on how bad it was, let me start with some good stuff about it. And yeah, there will be probably a couple mild spoilers coming up, just to let you know. So, like I said, if you wanted to see the movie first, go do that. So some of the good stuff. I really do like seeing the creature, like the creeper, with when his wings come out. He did fly a decent amount, not as much as Jeepers Creepers 2, but he did fly a decent amount, and I always like when his wings pop out, and it's just a really fun scene. Some of the scenery in the movie was nice too. There was one part where they were at like this kind of plantation like house, and that was kind of unique, even though it was a super well-to-do house, considering like the rest of the place was pretty poor, lower income, but it still was a really nice shot. And I also enjoyed, it wasn't a huge cast on this one, like people that you would really know, but Meg Foster was in it, and she's been in quite a few things like Lords of Salem and many other things, and she has really good piercing eyes, and so they used that to their advantage in this movie, which was kind of cool. She did a good job. Also, well, this one kind of goes, let me kind of veer into the bad here a little bit. So the truck is kind of a big part in Jeepers Creepers. He has like a truck that says, the license plate says, "Be Eating You." And, you know, he has that. But in this one, it's kind of like he has souped up the truck. Like it's a different type of truck. It's more of like a van in a way. And he has all these accessories and things hooked to it. And some of those are kind of cool. I did like some of those. You know, he had all these like traps and stuff on it. But if I switch over into the bad here, it's also, he really relied on the truck quite a bit. And it really kind of, he didn't do a whole lot of like severe killing really. It was just like, you know, if you got too close to the truck, or he would just leave it in random places. And if you messed with the truck, then you could die. And there would be a lot of bodies in the back of the truck. And then he would just kind of come and go. I don't know where he was going, but he was coming and going and checking things out. That was a little bit of a bummer.
And tied in with that is there were a lot of the kills happened during the day. So it didn't really make him seem creepy. He really just looked like a fatter creeper. Like he I don't know if they put layers on him or the actor gained weight, which is, that's fine, but it just, they didn't, it did stand out a little. And then it was just a guy with a metallic-y kind of face walking around during the day killing people. And it really wasn't super, it didn't seem like he was super, supernatural or anything. It was just like a guy who was mad with a weird face. So that was a little annoying. He also did not sing or whistle the Jeepers Creepers song. That's usually at least somewhere in the movie, whether he whistles it or somewhere else. Now, he did whistle some songs, but it wasn't the Jeepers Creepers song, so I don't know what happened there. Now, another thing that kind of bugs me is they act like there's going to be some closure. Everyone knows in the movie that, it's 23 years, every 23 years he hunts for 23 days, and, they're kind of ready for him this time. And, they're all like, they let him, the creature, know that they know his secret, but then they never tell you. It's just kind of like they just never tell you. And then you find out that this movie is more of a time jump. And so it was really a little confusing because they really didn't make that clear. And so even at the end of the movie, I had to go back and kind of look through the timeline of the original movies to kind of see where this fell, because it's not like it's a prequel and it's not like part of a trilogy. It's actually like an in-betweequel. So it's kind of more in between the movies that this one falls in place. And it kind of lines up, but it kind of is confusing. And there's like a cameo at the end that you're like, okay, it's like really, has it only been this long? Like, what's happening, And so that was kind of cool, I guess, but it was also just kind of like, what? Like, I was more confused at the end that I had to go back and spend like half an hour trying to figure out the world of Jeepers Creepers just so I'd get it. So that was, that was kind of like another downer. So yeah, basically, if I had to rate it out of 10, let me pick something here to rate it. How about Severed Hands? I'll go with Severed Hands. Out of 10 Severed Hands, I would rate Jeepers Creepers 4.5 Severed Hands out of 10. It had some good parts and, it was fun for what it was, but it got a little slow and just didn't really stand out much or have that great of kills or anything like that. Now, I also noticed that the movie was rated R, and when I was watching it on Sci-Fi, it said TV-14. So there's also a possibility that some stuff had been cut out. But anyway, that's what I give it, 4.5 Severed Hands out of 10. And thanks for listening to this review of Jeepers Creepers 3.